You're with SBS Radio.
I've been doing a big project trying to identify every known frontier massacre site in Australia, and it occurred to me that Myall Creek is the best known one, best known massacre. It deserves greater prominence than it has. So with my colleague Jane Lydon, we developed the idea to have a book that would acknowledge the 180th anniversary. And we contacted the group called Friends of Myall Creek, who look after the memorial and who run the ceremonies every year. And they thought that the idea of a book this year would be a very good idea. We wanted the book to look at both the past and the future. So my job as a historian and Jane's job as a historian was to look at the historical issues arising from the massacre. But we also wanted to look at the future, because the Friends of Myall Creek are people who are very concerned to promote reconciliation by acknowledging the terrible things that had happened in the past. So we wanted the book to do two things. And the second part of the book discusses the issue, the importance of memorialising and the memorialisation, particularly at Myall Creek. In a way, the book does two things. It looks at the past and it looks to the future. And we think that's the great strength of the book.
This book comes at the heels of Anzac Day, when memorializing events of the frontier wars were discussed. And we remember the Myall Creek wasn't that much discussed, but the topic that came up was that frontier wars belong to museums, not in the war memorial. That was something that was discussed.
Well, the war memorial has a very narrow view of Australian history, I'm afraid. In a sense, I don't think it'll ever get into the Australian War Memorial, but I think we should be pressing for a national memorial to acknowledge the frontier wars. And I would imagine that Myall Creek would have a very big role in that. And I think that's where we're moving to now. I think there's a big movement now to establish a national memorial to the frontier wars, and that it would be able to include a whole range of objects and paintings that Aboriginal people have done of massacre sites. And I think it would be a very important site for everyone else to contribute to.
I read about the Myall Creek massacres in another book by, totally not even a history book, it was Down Under by Bill Bryson.
Yes.
And in Australian history, this never comes up.
Well, that's very true, and we're very anxious that this book would help this particular massacre to be included in Australian history books in the future. I think there's been a big shift in ideas and sentiment about looking at the frontier wars and how important they were in shaping the present. And so I think that people are more open to wanting to know, whereas I think even 10 years ago, people didn't want to know. But in the interviews I've done so far, and in the work that I've done on the massacre map, there's been a huge interest. People want to know now. I think we're trying to lift it. We're trying to lift the veil of silence that's been around for so long. And I'd like to think that we are moving into a different kind of framework now, where people do want to know what happened in the past so that they can move on to the future.
And some elements that are covered in the book is justice during the settler period, I mean the early colonial era, when few people would be judged for killing First Nations people.
That is very true. It's certainly, and Myall Creek is the only case that we know where at least a number of the perpetrators were convicted and hanged. But we know that there were so many other massacres that happened where, you know, the perpetrators weren't even arrested, let alone charged or convicted. And so we feel that Myall Creek, for that reason, is such an important incident because we do have, you know, it does end up in the colonial record, it's there in the police records and so on, but all the, so many of the other incidents don't even get mentioned. So we'd like to see Myall Creek standing as a symbol of all of the other terrible events that took place.
And the protagonist, we see that justice was done, but yeah. There's one particular protagonist, the most one. Well, I would say even the ringleader, he escaped justice.
Yes, he did. He did. He not only escaped, he was protected by a lot of other settlers in the region, and he disappeared for a very short period of time. Less than 2 years later, he's back in the public domain. He's got married, and later in life, he becomes a justice of the peace. So.
Justice of the peace with blood on his hands.
Yes, that's right, with blood on his hands. And that shows how much he was protected by the rest of the white society. It's a shocking story, and we're hoping that our book will help to reveal the ways in which perpetrators like John Fleming were protected by the rest of society. So in a sense, everyone was culpable for what happened at Myall Creek. It wasn't just the people who did it, but to the way in which the rest of society sheltered others. And so it's something that we're all implicated in, and I feel that's a very important part of the book.
Someone like Dunga, the owner of the property on which the massacres took place, is he the one who's got a street named after him in Sydney? There's a few streets called Dunga. Is it named after the same person?
It is. It would be. He was a very prominent settler, and he became a very rich man, and he owned a lot of property, and there's streets named after him in Newcastle, there's a park named after him, there's an island named after him in the Hawkesbury River. So his name is around in lots and lots of places in New South Wales. And there have been some efforts to change some of the names to Aboriginal place names, but we haven't got very far. We haven't succeeded yet. Yeah. So it is interesting that the man who owned the property, it became such a rich man, and he really didn't do anything to help his own people when he needed to.
And he was a very ambivalent character. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's a shocking and horrifying story.
Yeah. And one thing that's mentioned in the book that, we don't know much about is the native police.
Yes. The native police become very prominent 10 years after the massacre in the late 1840s. And they are given really the task of carrying out the frontier wars for the rest of the 19th century. And that's another big story in itself. And we need to know a lot more about the native police. They were certainly very active in Queensland and in parts of the Northern Territory, but each area has its own story. And the stories of those Aboriginal men who were recruited to the native police is also a big story that has to be told. In other words, the story of the frontier wars is a very complicated story, and it's one that all Australians need to know about.
And the justice system you speak about is a little bit there in the, not a little bit, a lot in the book, the jury system. How did it work?
I'm not an expert in the jury system, the history of the jury system in Australia, but it is interesting that in this case, the Attorney General had to bring the charges twice before he could get a conviction. You can't do that today, but he could do that then, and it's as well he did.
Interesting. So there were only two cases in history where the perpetrators were caught, judged, and punished for the crimes they did, yeah?
Yes, there's only, well, we've got, there's been some other, sometimes they're arrested, but they never get, they never, their charges don't get to the court because they can't get enough, they can't get enough evidence because they can't find witnesses who are willing to speak out. Whereas in this case, they did. There's another case in Western Australia that led to a Royal Commission. But again, some of the leading witnesses were too frightened to come forward to give evidence.
Yeah.
So the frontier wars are all about a war that's conducted in silence, out of sight. And people who know what's been going on are too frightened to speak out.
SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.